Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 89. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 70. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 84 degrees.
Attention all farmers and harvesters. Get ready to save big on John Deere combine parts at Carrico Implement. Augers, chopper knives, concaves, draper belts, knife guards, and knife sections, all at unbeatable prices. It's simple. Pick three or more combine parts categories. Purchase a minimum of $300 in each chosen category. Get 15% off on all selected parts. Harvest is quickly approaching. Hurry in today to Carrico Implement and take advantage of these incredible savings. Offer valid May 1st through August 31st, 2024. Minimum purchase and restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder is clearing out 2023 Harris Tri-Tunes to make room for new inventory. Wakanda has 23-foot and 25-foot models in stock and ready to get you on the water with your family and friends. 23-foot models feature a fishing and lounge setup. 25-foot models feature a lounge setup that is roomy and enjoyable for many. Stop in today to get in on the savings and June rebates. Check out WakandaBoats.com for all the new and used inventory.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This story coming from the Beloit Call with a local connection to Glen Elder. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, hosted a spaceflight awareness honoree ceremony and awards banquet May 4th in Orlando, honoring employees for their excellent work and commitment to the astronaut flight safety. James Winkle, 2007 graduate of Beloit High School, was one of the award recipients for his work on the Boeing Starliner spacecraft. The spaceflight awareness program mission is to ensure that every employee involved in a human spaceflight is aware of the importance of their role in promoting astronaut safety and mission success. As part of the award, James and one guest, his dad Alan, were invited to spend 3 days touring NASA's Kennedy Space Center facilities and being in attendance for the scheduled May 6th launch attempt of the Boeing Starliner with NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams on board. While the launch attempt was scrubbed due to a valve malfunction, James and Alan still observed the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket earlier in the day. On May 6th, James Winkle is employed by NASA's Langley Research Center, where he works as the load subsystem manager for NASA's Commercial Crew Program. His team's primary responsibility is to independently verify and validate that both SpaceX and Boeing continue to operate their human-rated capsules below acceptable load limits, ensuring NASA's astronauts are safely transported to the International Space Station and back to Earth. James is married to his wife, Danielle, and is the son of Alan and Deanne Winkle, and grandson of Dorothy Winkle of Glen Elder. Again, that story coming from the Beloit Call. Well, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems is proud to hold accreditation in mammography from the American College of Radiology. This recognition reflects the exceptional quality of their medical imaging services. While they're excited to announce that they have maintained this distinction for many years, they understand that our patients might not know its significance and impact. The American College of Radiology is recognized as the gold standard in medical imaging and only awards accreditation to facilities that meet stringent criteria. This includes rigorous peer review evaluations conducted by board-certified physicians and medical physicists who are experts in the field. The review process assesses the qualifications of personnel, equipment performance, quality control procedures, and quality assurance programs. Earning the ACR's gold seal of approval means that a medical imaging center has demonstrated a strong commitment to patients, insurers, and referring physicians by improving the safest and highest quality care and image production. Mammography is a critical tool in early detection and diagnosis of breast cancer. At MCHHS, they understand the importance of timely and precise imaging in managing breast health. The ACR accreditation reinforces their ability to deliver superior diagnostic services, ultimately aiding in better patient outcomes. Their commitment to continual improvement means they regularly update protocols and technology to align with the latest advancements in mammography. To read more about this accreditation, you can go to mchks.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Best Damn Run in Kansas, Glen Elder Fun Run, is coming up on July 6th. They want you to register early at runsignup.com. Register by June 20th for a free t-shirt, or you can go to Facebook at Glen Elder Fun Run. For more information, you can call Emmy at 805-315-5796. It's sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. Get the Let Out is the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's media campaign to educate the public about the Environmental Protection Agency's lead reporting requirements for each property in the United States. The city of Belota is making a huge effort to help each property owner with their reporting requirements by collecting this information from surveys mailed out to each property owner in Beloit. If you have not yet responded, an additional postcard has been mailed to you. Please look for it in your mailbox. You can complete the questionnaire and return it to the city office. The survey can also be found and completed online at their website, www.beloitks.org. For additional information or questions, call the city 738-3781 and speak with Eve. Also, a public forum featuring a speaking and Q&A with Gerald Johnson, Republican candidate for Kansas House of Representatives for District 107, and with Don Harlow, Lincoln County Clerk, is to be held June 15th in the NCK Tech College Student Union Conference Room in Beloit from 2:30 to 4:30. The event is hosted by the Post-Rock Republican Women of Mitchell and Lincoln County, Kansas. All are welcome. You can contact Dina Jensen with any questions by phone, 785-342-6633. That's news this hour. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Royals are 1-for-9 with a runner in scoring position. Live!
A 4-3 walk-off win for the Royals with that swing of the bat. Well, more on that coming up in this sportscast. In local sports, Keisha has some new postseason changes for various sports we'll chat about. Also, the Stanley Cup Finals continuing on Thursday night as the Panthers look to take a commanding lead. The NBA Finals will continue tonight, and a look at the U.S. Open in golf. All coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The Kansas State High School Activities Association announced several postseason changes that were approved at their June 12th and 13th executive board meeting. Basketball, football, wrestling, and track and field will have notable differences as a result. Keisha staff reporting that, as announced in January, football state championship games will be played at three sites, with each site hosting three games. As far as the sites, they have been determined. 6, 5, and 4A state championships will be at Emporia State University. 3, 2, and 1A will take place at Hutchinson Community College. 8-man Division 1, Division 2, and 6-man championships will be played at Kiowa County High School in Greensburg. In wrestling, there will be now four classes in the girls' state ranks that mirror the boys' classifications. 6A, 5A, 4A, and 3, 2, 1A will all have their separate classifications. And the 3, 2, 1A state wrestling will be held in Hayes again. In basketball, beginning in 2024-25, 3A, 2A, 1A Division 1, and 1A Division 2 classifications will be divided into four regions for the postseason and then seeded into two substates within the region. The winner of each substate will advance to the state basketball tournament. Also beginning in 2026, state basketball tournaments will move to four total sites as four facilities will play host to seven classifications. And finally, in track and field, qualification for the state meet has been adjusted to now be the top three finishers in each regional event and the next four best regional performances regardless of regional assignment. You can read much more about these changes in depth at ncksports.com. As heard earlier, it was a roller coaster of emotions Thursday afternoon in a 4-3 win over the Yankees for the Royals. The Royals got a 2-RBI double from Vinny Pascantino in the top of the fourth inning, and starter Alec Marsh pitched 6 no-hit innings. Ahead of the seventh, manager Matt Quatrero was ejected for arguing an out call on a stolen base attempt by Bobby Witt Jr.'s. Yankee shortstop Anthony Volpe blocked the bag, and Witt wasn't given the base for the interference. Marsh returned in the seventh, giving up a leadoff hit, finishing the inning off unscathed on the scoreboard. In the eighth, John Schreiber entered and gave up a homer to Anthony Rizzo. The Yankees played two more in the inning to take a 3-2 lead after eight. And then in the bottom of the ninth, with runners on the corners, Michael Garcia came up with the 2-RBI double for the walk-off win. Quatrero commented on the fight from his team yet again.
I couldn't be more proud of those guys. I mean, you're down. That's a really good team with an elite closer coming in. We've talked so much about it, but I never get tired of bragging about them. The way they go about it, the way they hustle, the way they never quit. I mean, it's inspiring to me to come to work every day to be around these guys.
The Royals avoided a sweep and are now 40-30 on the season as the Yankees fell to 49-22. Next up for the Royals, they hit the road for a three-game series with the 42-28 Dodgers in Los Angeles. Game 1 at 9:10 tonight. Cole Reagan's 4-4 with a 3.08 ERA. He'll start for the Royals on the mound against Gavin Stone of the Dodgers, who's 7-2 with a 2.93 ERA.
10 seconds to go. The puck is still in the corner and cleared. And a vintage finish for the Florida Panthers. They kept the puck against the wall for much of the final seconds and hang on to defeat the Oilers 4-3 despite a valiant comeback effort.
The Panthers held a 4-1 lead after two periods in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals Thursday night. The Oilers scored two goals in the final frame, but it wasn't enough as Florida picked up the win in Edmonton to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the series. Game 4 will be on Saturday night in Edmonton. The NBA Finals continue tonight in Dallas. The Celtics hold a 3-0 series lead and have a chance to finish up a sweep and win their first NBA title since 2008. Game 4 tips off at 7:30 tonight on ABC. In Major Golf, the U.S. Open Round 2 underway this morning at Pinehurst No. 2 in Pinehurst, North Carolina. After one round, Patrick Cantlay of the United States was in first place at 5-under par. He does not tee off Round 2 until 12:25 this afternoon. This is a check around 11 o'clock where there was a four-way tie for second between Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, Thomas Dietrich, and Ludvig Åberg at 4-under par. Xander Schauffele has moved up in a tie for sixth at 3-under par with two other golfers. You can find the current leaderboards always at usopen.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.